Kelly Schultz alongside Kim Leader, senior defender for this Beaver squad. And first of all, Kim, last weekend against Providence, a great weekend for your team against a number 10 team. Kind of sum up what it was like playing a team like that and getting a win and a tie.
Well, they were known as, you know, a really top team coming in, and we're all feeling so good about it. We were kind of nervous going into the weekend knowing that we lost three of our top scorers, but all of us came together, I think, this weekend as a team to support each other in front of the net and screen for each other. So it was just really good to see everyone come together and work hard and get the dirty goals this weekend. So
on Friday night, your team got a little snake bit. That goaltender was pretty tough. Saturday, you were the first to find the back of the net. A great slap shot. Walk us through that play.
Well, Natasha Kosenko, she was a forward out there with Emily McKnight, and they were both screening in front of the goal. The puck just popped out in front, and I actually just got to walk into the shot, and I had both my forwards screening for me. So
you had four shots on net this last weekend, and played alongside fellow blue liner Erica Wheelhouse. Erica and her sister have had a ton of block shots in their career. Talk about what it's like to play alongside somebody like Erica Wheelhouse.
I have only good things to say about the Wheelhouses, especially Erica. I mean, they're always there for you. They're always calling for the puck, communicating with you, and I mean, it's easy. They make it easy for me every single play, every time. They let me know what I have, and they're always there if I need them, and it's just, I feel so blessed to have such hardworking girls next to me all the time.
You got great play out of Zuzana Tomchikova this last weekend. Talk about how she helps your team, especially in big games like last weekend.
Well, knowing that we can play more offensive than, because we can always look for Zuzka. I mean, we actually rely on her sometimes too much for that, but we know that we can. I mean, having such a good goaltender and then a backup goalie, I mean, Alana is amazing, and we just have such good goaltending that we can play offensive and we can play aggressive in the D zone all the time, and they allow us to do that, and it's so important to be a good offensive team because we have those good goalies back there.
Kim, you're originally from Eagan, Minnesota, and came into Bemidji State alongside one of your former teammates, who is now your teammate, Lauren Williams. What was that like, getting to come to BSU with somebody you already knew?
Oh my gosh, such a blessing. Lauren and I have been best friends for 6 years now, I would say, and the experience wouldn't have been the same without her. I mean, I was a walk-on, and she wasn't a walk-on, and she helped me through the whole process, and she kept me going, and we've stayed best friends through the whole thing. I feel so lucky, and I've become so close to her family. Her parents are my parents, and it's really been an awesome experience.
It's hard to believe you're a senior already. Being a walk-on, coming to Bemidji State, 3 years have passed. You're into your fourth season. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
It really is. It's been a really interesting road that I've come on, and because I started as a forward and I've ended up in a D, and I'm happy where I'm at. I'm very happy.
One of the other seniors happens to be your roommate, Alana McElhenney. How did you guys become friends? And obviously goalie, defenseman, kind of look out for each other as well.
Oh, yeah. All these girls that I came in with, we were all in the same grade. Like, all of my roommates are Alana, Erickson, Lauren, and Kenzie. And we all just got along so well. And we have no problems at the house at all. We all get along. And Alana's also, she's a backup goalie captain, and she just has such a good attitude, and she's such a good person to be around. So why not live with her?
You also have another talent, having run track for many years. I know you ran track for Bemidji State for a little while. Are you still doing some track and field?
No, I'm not. After my freshman year, I decided it was a lot to commit to with hockey and track, and wanting to stay on top of things in hockey, because my goal for my college career was to, you know, be a player for Bemidji and really, really play. So it was too much going from track workouts to hockey workouts every day and doing both. But it was a really good experience running for track here.
What is your major?
Exercise science.
What are you hoping to do when you're done?
Depending on if I'd want to go to school later, I want to do cardiac rehab or occupational therapy. But as of now, I want to do cardiac rehab because I want to work with the elder generation. I really enjoy them.
That's awesome. That is very admirable. Now, will you have more school to do after Bemidji State then?
Depending on what I go for. If cardiac rehab, no. But if I want to go for occupational therapy, then yes.
You've got Ohio State this weekend. First big road trip, two road trips in a row. First of all, what's it going to be like getting a chance to get on the road and play against a WCHA opponent?
It'll be really good to know where we're standing, because us in Ohio have usually been such a – we compete so well together, and it's usually really close games, and there's not a lot of scoring. So I'm really interested to see where we're standing on for the WCHA this year, and I think we're going to do really well. I mean, we came off a really good weekend, I think. We all were kind of nervous about it, but I think we're all looking positively now, and we're going to be able to compete really well.
It'll be an experience for some of your freshmen to get a chance to go on the road. What advice have you given them about road tripping with the Beavers?
Bring a pillow and a blanket, because they're long trips.
Lots of homework.
Yes, definitely.
Well, Kim, good luck this weekend. We'll see you on the road, and good luck the rest of the way your senior year. Enjoy.
Thank you very much, Kelly.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.